With Montana News, I'm Nick Mott. A state district judge has ordered the Montana Green Party off November ballots. Helena Judge James Reynolds ruled Monday night that around 80 signatures gathered in the petition to put the Green Party on the ballot shouldn't have been counted. Removing the signatures from the count means the Green Party falls short of the number of signatures needed in 34 of the state's 100 House districts in order to qualify for the ballot. Democratic Party Executive Director Nancy Keenan spoke in favor of the ruling.
Protecting the integrity of Montana's elections has always been of the utmost importance, is why we filed the suit, and the court was definitive.
The ruling follows the Montana Democratic Party suit in April against the Secretary of State to block Greens from running candidates in November. The Mount Washburn Trails and Trailhead Parking in Yellowstone National Park will be closed for the summer beginning Thursday. The popular hiking trail located north of Canyon Junction is being closed by the National Park Service because of construction work at the historic Mount Washburn Fire Lookout and along the Dunraven Pass Trail switchbacks. The Park Service announced the closure last month, but a specific date wasn't identified until today. A 65-year-old Whitefish man was stabbed to death, and Flathead County officers have arrested his son. The sheriff's office says Eric Kevin Hosick was dead when officers arrived at his house at about 8:30 p.m. yesterday. Hosick's 26-year-old son, Tanner Hosick, was treated at the Whitefish Hospital for minor injuries and jailed on suspicion of deliberate homicide. No charges have been filed, and the stabbing is still being investigated. This week, federal, state, and local public health officials will be in Anaconda to update residents on their plan for studying health concerns related to the Anaconda Smelter Superfund site. Nora Sachs reports.
Representatives from the Federal Agency for Toxic Substances and Disease Registry were last in Anaconda in May to find out what kinds of health issues are on locals' minds and how they might be related to exposure to historic mining and smelting pollution. David Dorian, an environmental health specialist with ATSDR, says the agency is coming back this week to follow up.
We're going to present our synthesis of the concerns we heard from the community, and we're going to present a path forward in how we hope to address those concerns in partnership with other agencies that are able to bring resources to the table.
ATSDR staff, together with representatives from state and county health departments, will host a public meeting on Wednesday night at Anaconda High School. David Dorian says input from the community has been crucial to understanding Superfund-related health concerns there so far, and he hopes this meeting will be another chance for residents to weigh in.
It's not going to be a one-way street. We're going to present, and we look forward to hearing more from the community about how they view the framework that we're presenting.
More details about the public meeting in Anaconda are available on our website, mtpr.org. I'm Nora Sachs, Montana Public Radio.
Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks is seeking public comment on a proposal to remove a deteriorating fishing pier from the bank of the Flathead River at Old Steel Bridge Fishing Access Site in Evergreen. FWP is accepting public comment on the proposed project's draft environmental assessment through 5 p.m. Wednesday, July 25th. The Old Steel Bridge Fishing Access Site is located approximately 3 miles west of Kalispell on Holt Stage Road. Erosion has undercut the pier, and the structure is unstable and unsafe for use. FWP has determined that any effort to repair or reinforce the failing structure would be extremely costly and would only provide a short-term solution. To address public safety concerns, FWP is proposing to demolish and remove the structure from the riverbank. The Trump administration is advancing its plan to replace the centerpiece of President Barack Obama's efforts against global warming with a new rule expected to be friendlier to the coal industry. The Environmental Protection Agency said today that it sent the new rule to the White House for review. The document itself has not yet been released. The submission of the rule to the White House yesterday coincided with former coal industry lobbyist Andrew Wheeler's first day at the helm of the EPA. Wheeler has expressed skepticism about the extent to which coal, oil, and gas emissions drive climate change, something that mainstream science says is indisputable fact. Under Trump, the EPA declared last year that the old rule exceeded federal law by setting emission standards that power plants could not reasonably meet. In 2015, Montana joined 23 other states and a coal company to challenge the EPA's so-called Clean Power Plan in court. That plan set a target for Montana to reduce its carbon dioxide emissions by 47% by 2030, but was later blocked by the U.S. Supreme Court. Yellowstone National Park's first wildfire of the year ignited this morning. The lightning-caused fire is estimated at 1/10 of an acre in size, and smoke may be visible from parts of Grand Loop Road. 8 fires burned in the park last year, scorching a total of less than an acre. The National Park Service says the fire does not currently pose a threat to visitors, structures, or roads, but more information will be provided if the fire grows. I'm Nick Mott for Montana Public Radio.